Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program who comes to you each and every week. We're talking about the all-pro defensive end, the guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, Land's End, Bumblebee, the movie. I'm talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to our show today. We're coming to you ready to roll with sports. And, you know, I've been going over this this draft round pick by pick.
Yeah, what do you think?
The first round, well, like I've always said, you know, if it's all about quarterbacks and defense and offensive linemen.
Yep.
That's what pro football is about. That's what the sport is about, basically. Kind of in that order, but there's a lot of great defensive linemen here, and I'm always impressed with the athleticism of the big people nowadays. You see clips, you know, they introduce the draft choices, and they do a little bit of a background, little video package of how they play and stuff. And the maneuverability of these guys today, guys who are 300-plus pounds, just moving and running and jumping like they're 150 pounds, you know.
It's amazing, but that's it. The quarterbacks go, but then there's always defense. So defense still a big part of the game. I always say a good defense will always stymie a great offense. Am I correct?
Well, you're either got a good defense or you don't. If you don't, you're not going to win very many games. I don't care how many points you score, because it's almost virtually impossible to outscore people solely. You got to be able to stop people if you're going to score a lot of points. And this last year's Super Bowl with the Rams and the Patriots was proof of that. They both had very good defenses and very good offenses. And what happened is, the day of the game, the Patriots came up and handled the Rams' defense at the line of scrimmage.
This is the kind of insight you get on the show. I just like to talk about behind the scenes of sports, what goes on in the mentality of it. So chime in at any time. You can email us, freddryer@crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. We'll be right back here with you with Fred.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A banner year for your company.
Staples wants to help your business achieve big things with 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Trust the pros at Staples to print whatever your business needs, like color presentations, brochures, and banners.
Prepare yourself for a banner year and banner savings
with 20% back in rewards on your color printing right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store. And 6/22/19 in store only. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/20back. For details.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel. travel blade cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422. Code 4422. Enjoy!
Dare to do more during the semi-annual sale at Jared. It's our best sale of the season, featuring 20% off select loose diamonds. So whether you're ready to ask the big question or simply celebrating mom, there's never been a better time to declare your devotion. Shop May 1st through 5th for custom engravings, a wide range of diamond bridal and fashion jewelry, and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Visit us in-store or jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Offer on select GSI certified loose diamonds valued at $5,000 or less while supplies last. In-store only. See jared.com/offers for details.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only, the legendary actor, football player. This guy had two careers that's tough to get into. He's a legendary football player, a legendary actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Pryor.
You know, being in those two professions, like I have spent time.
Yep.
You know, one profession, sports, is that when you go into it, certainly at a professional level, but certainly as a novice or as a school kid, you know that it's all going to come to an end in a relatively short period of time. If you can play a long time, that's wonderful. But the other thing else is, for me to go through that is one thing, and I understand that. But then to get into acting and have to fight through all of the rigors of what it takes to stay in there as a career, you know. So I'm at a point in time in my career, although I've done both, I'm at a point in time in my career where I look to do other things. I got that idea, you know. I was healthy enough to understand that once you get into the acting business, you know, you're there just like an athlete. You're there for a short period of time. You're not guaranteed anything.
Really?
So although there's no physical danger being an actor, certainly, like it would be in sports, it's a seasonal turning where you have your moment. And then the culture changes,
right?
And then boom, you know, your career changes, and so mine has changed. And the beauty is, I understand it, and I'm looking to do other things in life.
Well, and that's great, and I understand but I stand correcting you, maybe possibly in one area, because I understand the age limit on professional sports. Everybody gets that. But in acting, and you've kept pretty much with the game while you're doing other things, I totally get that idea here. But, you know, in recent years, you've had lead roles or supporting roles, I should say, in Crisis and Agent X, and you were just recently in the movie Bumblebee. So I think sometimes for an actor, it takes on the career of maybe going from the lead actor in a series to character actor or a special meaty part where you can be like the villain of the guy. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. Had a role in that thing. I mean, there's some juicy parts that are still out there for you, and you seem to find them from time to time.
Well, look, I do. I'm 73, and people in the industry look at that. But I play around 56, 55, yes. 56. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm still a young enough man to do the things that they're writing about today.
Correct.
And whether or not I get a chance to do them all depends on the industry, the business of the industry. Right now, there's four agencies that run the industry, and if you're not a writer, producer, director, actor, actress in one of these four or five agencies, then chances are you're down the list on selectability as far as some of these roles that are in these movies. And so what's left is TV shows and things like that. That's why it's so important to understand that, like, I'm looking at my phone. I have an Apple phone. I know that right now Apple is in the business of, I found this out not too long ago, Apple is now wants to stream family-based television shows. So they're making movies and TV shows
for that purpose,
for just your telephone.
Well, here's the thing. See, you stay. Here's the part about you that I like and enjoy working with you.
Yes.
Is learning about your days playing. You were always, during TV timeouts and stuff, you were looking at the opposition. You were trying to get a heads up on what was going to be the next play. You always observed. You always listened. Yeah, same with acting. You take a part sometimes and you get together with the writer and the director or whatever and say, you know, I think in my head into this role says that maybe this guy should be doing this. And they could agree or disagree. But you're able to keep your feet planted. And I think the one thing that people can learn from the show, and one thing that certainly I believe with, is you got to have common sense in life. You can't just go to college, come out and say, okay, I want to be a president of a company. You have to be able to work your way up and to see where to go, how to work, what things to learn as you go through with it. And that comes from common sense. You can be totally intelligent, but if you don't have common sense and have a reason to try to get that edge, you lose it. And I think you get the edge in acting parts. You get the edge when you're in your playing days because you observed and you used your brain and you didn't just let it fall apart during timeouts.
Well, I do know that a lot of the acting things that I've done, and as I get older, reflect back on my athletic career. There's a lot of lessons that you learn about people, about human behavior, that you steal and bring forward into your work as an actor. And it's been a tremendous reward for me. That's kind of one of the reasons I stay in it. Certainly for the money. I mean, you want to make money in life.
Sure.
But that's one of the reasons I look forward to being an actor and doing some things that I think are challenging. That I get to use the experience that I've gathered in sports and apply it currently, contemporarily, in the acting jobs that I get.
Well, we're going to talk some sports stuff here, but any of you listening would like to hire Fred Dreyer, of course, agent here on the show. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. He's available. No, but you've taken when you say you're doing new things, you took this career into radio, and people, for the most part, have been loving the show because they like you to tell these stories, personal stories about your life and the insight into them. And I think we can learn more about sports by learning about how you looked at things. And I think that's the key in color commentary today in football or whatever it is in baseball. And when you were a color commentator for a year or so, you kind of provided that insight. You gave people a little more to look for and a little more to be aware of when you're watching and viewing a game.
See, this is interesting because I look at this list, and like I was saying, I look at all this draft list of the first,
right,
of the
exactly.
first, of the
there
first
you go.
Round.
Yeah.
I take a look and I look at what the Giants did. Now, there's a lot of criticism at the sixth pick when the Giants picked Duke quarterback Daniel Jones. Now, he was highly touted as one of the five or six top-notch quarterbacks in this year's class. although none of these quarterbacks, for me, really hit a home run, so to speak. But what's interesting is that everybody's now criticizing the Giants for making a pick that everybody, in their handicapping of the talent, everybody thought that they could get Daniel Jones at number 17 or number 22 in
the
first
early
round.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but the difference is, they say, well, he's not going to develop. Here's the deal. If you're drafting and the number one draft choice is going to be a quarterback, you better have the equipment. You better have the individual there in your organization that is an expert with quarterbacks. It's how you educate this quarterback is what's important. This guy's good enough to be drafted at 6. He's good enough to be able to make it in the league if you coach and you train him. It's imperative that organization get this Daniel Jones under the wing of somebody who can tell him something.
That's the insight I'm talking about. More straight ahead with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. It's the Sports Lounge from CRN. Is getting a full night's rest a struggle because your sheets won't stay in place? Do your sheets make you hot at night, causing you to toss and turn? I've been there, but not anymore. Thanks to MyPillow's Giza Cotton Sheets, I'm getting a full night's rest without the hassle of fixing my sheets. Giza Cotton Sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton. It's called Giza, G-I-Z-A. It's grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. Its cotton is so super smooth and breathable, and they're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that'll fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code WINNER. That's right, free. That's MyPillow.com and promo code WINNER. Get yours today. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Back in the sports lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, and of course, the all-pro defensive end, the football scholar, the legend, the acting superior, iconic actor from Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X, Bumblebee, the movie, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So you're saying with, we were talking earlier here about New York and the Giants, because quarterbacks are important here in the NFL draft and, you know, offense, quarterbacks and then the defense, offensive linemen seem to go a lot. You're saying that the number six pick on a quarterback that people thought was going to go later on is still important to the Giants because they need that kind of help and they've got to be ready to now nourish that help and bring that help into the team as soon as they can, correct?
Yes. The way to look at this is the Giants needed a quarterback because the one they have now is Archie Manning. Manning for the Giants.
Eli
Manning is a young kid. He's pretty much done. But they're going to go with him, so they drafted someone who could learn from him.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, Daniel Jones knows the Manning family. Mannings were at a football camp here over the last couple of years, and they know Daniel Jones very well, and so there's a connection there. So Daniel Jones is going to be welcomed by Manning. Mm. Manning's not going to feel a draft. He knows that he's going to have to. He's got probably maybe 1-2 years left. But they want to get this Daniel Jones guy. They want to get him under the wing of their existing quarterback who knows stuff. Manning knows stuff. Let him learn from Manning. He'll grow. He's a smart kid, Daniel Jones. And so right now they've got a draft choice here that really nobody kind of knows about, and it's a perfect way to sneak up on somebody. You know, they'll get him with a Manning, they'll get him with a quarterback coach, he'll be a top notch student. He's smart. He's a Duke guy, and therefore, you know, he's somebody that will probably get a lot of playing time in the preseason, and you never can tell. You know. This guy, Daniel Jones, may see some action here this year, whereas if he were with another team and not under the wing of a workable quarterback situation, if you were you hear all this conversation all the time about how the Green Bay Packers were kind of flummoxed at the fact that Brett Favre wouldn't help all the underling quarterbacks,
right?
And which was true, you know, it made it tough for these quarterbacks, you know, to develop, but you don't have that with a Manning and Daniel Jones because they're friends, their families are friends, and they respect one another and so forth and so on. So this was a good pick by the Giants. And the when the people say, well, you could have got him, you know, in the 15th, the 19th pick. Yeah, but we wanted him now because somebody else might have gotten him.
Exactly.
You take the guy that's available when you get him.
That's it. It's available. That's what you need. You make me smile because, you know, learning it from people of experience. You used to hang out with Archie Manning, Peyton, and Eli's dad. And I think you told me a story once you had them bounce the kids on your knees on a couple of times, huh?
Yeah. In 81, Archie was still with the Saints, and I just left the Rams. And so I went to New Orleans to interview him before a game that I was calling for CBS. I was a color commentator. And so I would go to his house and his wife Olivia, who I met at that time, had their kids. They were just really small, tiny kids, and Peyton was one of the kids running around. And in my bag, in my carry-all bag, I had a little container of brown rice.
At that time, I
had a little container of brown rice that I would eat in case I got stuck somewhere.
Did he find it?
Well, I pulled it out.
And
I said I need a plastic spoon. So they gave me a spoon.
Yeah.
And he sat on my lap, and I fed him rice.
So we could say that you...
I nurtured him.
You nurtured him. At that time, did you say to him and to Eli, you guys should become quarterbacks? Did you throw that kind of...
Archie just said, this one here's got it. And he says, I don't know about the other, they're kind of young, but this one here's got it. And I said, oh, good. Here, let me give him some rice.
And so that was it. So if we ever get Peyton back on the show, we should find out. He may have this overwhelming desire to eat brown rice every day.
I think I left my container there.
Pick it up and get it back.
I think I did.
Fred Dreyer, everybody. These are the stories you get. What was it like when you were drafted by the New York Giants? Was it nerve-wracking for you as a college kid wondering who's going to pick you? Did you kind of have an idea the Giants might go for you? What was it like when you were chosen?
Well, I made a list of teams that I didn't want to play for.
Did not want to play
for.
Who was on that list?
Oh, there's half the league.
Half the league.
So you can figure out. I mean,
so what, you could say, no, I don't want to do it? Or did you contact them before the draft saying, I don't want to play for you?
Well, I made it kind of clear to some of the scouts. See, it's different. It was different than it is now. I mean, there's so much money involved in the sport that
right.
they decide, we're going to make you guys, we're going to know who the hell we're drafting
right.
by the time draft day comes. So we're going to have. Going to give you quizzes. We're going to give you pop quizzes. We're going to make you do all these jumping jacks and all this physical activity. See how many times you can bench press 225. We want to see you max out so we know what we're getting. We want to know everything there is to know about you. And so they have these camps that they bring these guys into, these performance days. You can either show up at the performance day where everybody is, or you can say, no, I don't want to. I want to have a workout at my school. So the player will hold court and work out for these guys at their school and their university, and then all the scouts who are interested in that person will go over and watch him. So they didn't have that when I was playing. So I got to see all these people, and they got to see me in the hotel lobbies of these hotels that I was staying at when I was playing in the All-Star games and all these.
So you kind of thought the Giants might go for you?
Well, yeah, they came up to me and said, would you mind playing in New York? And I said, it'd be all right, I guess.
Yeah.
So I didn't say no. That's what they were interested in.
There you go. More with Fred Dreyer straight ahead. We're in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer from CRN.
The Bali Beach Hotel,
traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit ka'anapaliweddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Meanwhile, back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. Talking a lot today about that NFL football draft. You had a couple final comment here on that, Fred Dreyer.
Well, as I say, I'm looking at my notes here, and in the sixth round, the Giants picked Daniel Jones, QB from Duke. There was some conversation about saying, well, you could have picked him in the 17th round draft choice. because he has probably still been on the board. That's according to how other people handicapped him. Well, I go down here to number 17, Giants. Here's what they did. They got Daniel Jones, a good quarterback from Duke. Then they went in the second pick in the first round, number 17, they got Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle from Clemson. An excellent player. He'll start for them. And then they went all the way down. They had one more draft choice. They had three in the first. They go all the way down to number 30th, and they draft DeAndre Baker, defensive back from Georgia. So what they did is they got a quarterback and two terrific defensive players. Both of those defensive players should start for them.
That's going to be pretty good. That's going to be great, actually. So, interesting draft. Back to our emails here. Don't forget you can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Got a call. Got an email here. Said there's a photo of Mr. Dreyer driving that oh-so-famous Hunter Green Dodge Monaco.
Oh, yeah.
I think a 77 or 78 model were used, plus other ones in crash scenes. The diecast models are very popular with Hunter fans today. Was that a good car? Did it have a lot of power in it?
That was a great car, very stable. It had a great torque. 440 with a 4-barrel and a 411 positive traction.
There you go.
And the front end was real tight. They did a great job. The transportation department did a great job with those cars because we beat the hell out of them. And they were just a lot of fun to drive around, and they sounded great.
Karen says watching Hunter again is now on Amazon Prime. So that's good. You can see that there. Isn't that good?
Oh, yeah.
Alexandria, you're getting a lot from the ladies this week.
We're everywhere.
Fred
actually.
Dreyer is one of the most sexiest and coolest men. Very
see?
Talented.
Told you.
It's really good.
I told you.
I want to remind all of you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and of course you can always email him, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. If you have any good thoughts and things for everybody, it's good to get you going there. So make sure and send those emails to FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talked about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you got to have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. No, not that perfect package. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Oh, yeah. Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller. Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code USA. Again, use promo code USA at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com.
Some moms are into flowers and perfume for Mother's Day. That's just not me.
She's an awesome mom. I mean, she's a nurse, so it figures, right?
So when he and the kids gave me Blink security cameras last year for Mother's Day, I loved it.
Yeah, we're both worriers, and we work odd hours.
And with break-ins the next block over, our worst fear was that kids might come home and walk in on someone.
Yeah, and that's why we gave her a Blink security camera for Mom's Day.
Blink cameras are wireless and motion-activated, so when they detect something moving around, we get an alert on our Blink smartphone app with a video clip of what it spotted.
Yeah, and Blink lets us know when our kids get home safe and sound.
Best Mom's Day gift ever.
Yeah.
And now through Mother's Day, May 12th, all indoor Blink cameras and systems are 20% off. Yep, 20% off. Home security just got easier. Get the perfect Mom's Day gift at BlinkProtect.com/offer. BlinkProtect.com/offer. That's BlinkProtect.com/offer. Blink is an Amazon company.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you got choices for all different radio shows. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Appreciate you taking time to listen to us here. Sirius XM Channel 211, the Sports Byline Network, crntalk.com network, and you're all here with us here as we talk the stories here. So the Raiders, we were talking about this last week on the show, Fred Dreyer, about them picking some people up and stuff, and it's not looking like it's panning out for them because the Raiders signed Isaiah Crowell, and the Isaiah tore his Achilles tendon during a workout Tuesday. He's lost for the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem right there, and he's going to undergo season-ending surgery next week. He had signed a one-year deal worth up to $2.5 million, but it's the latest blow to the Raiders' depth at running back. We were talking about Marshawn Lynch, and they didn't know if he was going to be back 100% or whatever. But now Marshawn Lynch says he's done playing football. So Doug Martin was the Raiders' leading rusher last season. He was a free agent. So what's going to be happening here to the Raiders as they try to put a team together as they get ready to go to Vegas eventually?
Well, you're going to get on the phone and you're going to get Marshawn Lynch and you're going to give him a signing bonus and you're going to make it easy for him to come back and play on your team. That's what you're going to do.
That's what you would do, huh? You're going to say, look, we got to have you, right?
Yeah. And unless the guy's, going on a safari somewhere. I mean, he should be able to show up and to contribute and, give him a million, $2 million bonus to fill in this problem that you've got.
Now, the Raiders, they used their number 24 pick in the draft to get Alabama running back Josh Jacobs.
Right.
And they also got Jalen Richard, DeAndre Washington, James Butler, Chris Warren on the roster. So that's going to maybe fill some holes, you think, possibly, if you're ready for him?
Yeah, but there's also this was a draft where there wasn't a lot of knockout selections in the first round.
Right.
Although they were good football players. But there was nobody really hitting a home run in the first round. But all of the talent is in the second through the fourth rounds. That's where the talent and the depth of this draft is. So, the Raiders and there's a lot of teams. Rams, number one, number two here in this philosophy is – we'll get rid of our number one draft choice because we don't see anybody here that we want to pay number one draft choice money to. But what we want is we want choices. We want a lot of top two, top three, top four draft choices. That's where you fill your roster in. That's where you'll find somebody that'll take this running back's position who hurt his Achilles. This is a guy. These guys here, they're a commodity. Certainly, you can see them on film. You can weigh it out, and they resonate in all of the negotiations that you talk to leading up to the draft choice, up to the draft. But the draft choices themselves, are living large in the second, third, and fourth round, and a lot of these teams know that, so they trade their number one, they trade out of that top spot. Remember, they give that number one draft spot up to teams you know, who want to pick in the round, but you're going to have to pay a lot of money. It's a number one draft choice. There's a minimum,
right?
There's a minimum players get for being a number one. But if you can get that same player, back him up in the middle or to the upper second round, you can save yourself a lot of money and get the player you want.
Very interesting. And any other teams you think strengthen themselves in the draft, looking at anything?
The Patriots, you know, they were handicapping, you know, who did well. The Lions did very well. They got this Jay Hawkinson, tight end out of Iowa in the eighth pick. He's a can't miss, they say. He's a pretty good player. And, you know, those Midwest guys, those tackles, those offensive linemen and those tight ends, they're just tough, fundamentally strong, dependable people. And so there's a lot of teams here that I think that will really improve themselves. You know, you got a 53-man roster, and if you can get a couple of free agents to fill in here and there, and you can get a good draft choice. If you get a high draft choice, a top 10 draft choice, you can fill in the tackle or someplace. But you can really turn your team around, turn the franchise around by getting lucky in the second, third, and fourth round.
That's where the workhorse guys are, right? And that's when you go into the draft, you got to have scouts or whatever that know what the team needs and what they're looking for to say, hey, we got to make a move here in this area, correct?
Yeah, you've got – like there's a lot of defensive linemen from the SEC that went in the first round because they're just darn good football players down there. You know, you go out and get your one or two guys you have to have that you'll draft for your starting lineup, but the rest of the guys are filled in with the middle rounds.
More with Mike Horn and Fred Dreyer. We're in the Sports Lounge.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Meanwhile, we're back in the Sports Lounge. Glad to have you all with us here. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Let's get a little baseball news in here if we can somewhat. And, you know, injuries starting to pile up on some teams. And the Dodgers made a big trade, or a big signing, I should say, not so much a trade. They signed A.J. Pollock in the offseason for their starting center fielder. And now they're saying he might need surgery because of an infection in his surgically repaired right elbow. So he's been put on the injured reserve list before a game this last week against the San Francisco Giants. He's a former A.J. Pollock, a former All-Star Gold Glove winner, met with the doctors in Los Angeles, and Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, said the doctors were performing an exploratory procedure on the elbow to determine the severity of the infection. So this is kind of interesting. What's going to go? It's starting to hit the injuries here now for some of these teams, Fred Dreyer.
My question is, where were the doctors and where was his rehab history when he became a free agent?
Interesting.
Where was
they usually get checked out, don't they?
Well, did he have problems when he was with the Arizona Diamondbacks? I mean, what is suddenly he's here and then now his elbow hurts? I mean, How did that happen? I mean, you know, that's the one thing that he and the Dodgers could not afford is to bring that guy in and rely on him to play center field, and for him to say, you know, this, I want to prove that I'm not injury prone. Well, here he is, and although he didn't get hurt on the field, his arm has behaved such that it's the carryover from a previous injury.
It affects
his
swing.
So that makes me want to know, well, what kind of a physical did they give him?
Exactly. Yeah. It all comes down to that, and that's really important when you're signing these guys up to a 4-year, $55 million contract with the Dodgers, and he's been struggling at the plate. He's batting .223, started off well, but now down to .223, 23 for 109 at-bats with two home runs, 14 RBIs in 28 games. So the production has been off somewhat.
Well, he better get on Dr. Shep's laser.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember the laser, folks, Dr. Sheps.
We talk about Dr. Sheps on the show.
He's the guy that he's working on my back, and he's working on Mike Horn's Achilles, yep. And he's working on everybody somewhere.
It's the hot laser that Dr. Sheps uses.
Yeah, and
Dr.
this
Michael
thing,
Sheps.
What it does is it penetrates about 6 to 8 inches.
Yep.
And it seeks out inflammation and destroys it.
Pretty good. The Yankees,
yeah, it's great.
CC Sabathia joined a 3,000 strikeout club. Frank Tanana had 2,773. Mickey Lolich, 2,832. And then Sabathia, 3,000 and counting. And then in front of him, Steve Carlton, 4,136. And Randy Johnson, 4,875 strikeouts. That's a lot.
Randy Johnson was a beast.
He was something else. Now, we should always make a little note here when something great happens, and that is the White House brought in the Baylor women's basketball team. And guess what? The Baylor's women's basketball team showed up. And I love them for that because it's an honor to be at the White House no matter who's president. And the Lady Bears were welcomed to the White House. And here's what President Trump did again. Another fast food feast.
Perfect.
It was a Monday afternoon celebration. They had the Lady Bears had their national championship victory over Notre Dame earlier in the month. And according to the Times, the New York Times, it's the first time President Trump hosted a championship celebration for a woman's team. And so it's a tradition now with his championship celebrations. I want to go with you sometimes. They were treated to a fast food feast in the state dining room. Listen to this menu again. Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's and Burger King. Four basic food groups.
Exactly. That's exactly what you give them. That's the food of the culture. That's what young people want. It's a fast food. It's hip. It's classy. And what are you going to do? Give them salmon and dill sauce? I don't think so.
No. This is the way to go with this thing. And President Trump, the Lady Bears presented him with a signed basketball, a national championship hat,
yeah,
and a Baylor basketball jersey emblazoned with toned arms. And the jersey they said the coach there, Kim Mulkey, said that the jersey might be better suited for the First Lady, Melania Trump, and this is good. Baylor capped off a 37-1 season with an 82-81 victory against Notre Dame on April 7th. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, hope that absolutely, and I'm sure they enjoyed the meal, had a lot of fun, was easy, was snappy, in and out.
In and out, and it's just, you know, and that's the kind of food that they want. You're right. That's the
culture. That's what they want. That's what they want. Come on.
Now, we got a couple of emails for you here. Gary says, been watching Hunter since being here, and I love these stories. Don't make them like this anymore. Great actors, great series. Thanks for being the man you are. Continued success.
Well, I hope I'm being the man I am right now.
I think you are. Thank you, Gary. Pam says, hi, Fred and Mike. I definitely agree with you on how ridiculous it is for Philadelphia to remove Kate Smith's statue and the Flyers to ban her recordings. I guess they better not play the traditional song, My Old Kentucky Home, at this year's Kentucky Derby either. After all, Stephen Foster's songs are supposedly racist. Just listen to Old Folks at Home, Swanee River. And like I said, it was a different time. Mr. Foster died in 1864, but the legacy of his much-loved songs live on. Miss Smith should be remembered for her patriotism and beautiful voice.
Well, listen, you start unzipping American culture, you're committing suicide.
Yeah. This political correctness stuff, as Pam says, does more harm than good. It's like, you know, it is what it was then when it was, and it's like, let's just support them for what they did on the good side, correct?
That's the way to do it.
All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll have more for you. Straight ahead here, it is the Sports Lounge. Don't forget, take us with you wherever you go. Get our cell phone app. Dial #250 on your smartphone. It's a phone call. #250, hit send. When the call is answered, say CRN Talk. That's the code word, CRN Talk. The app is loaded directly to your phone. You'll have Fred Dreyer with you each and every week. Thanks for joining us. Back with more. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer from CRN Studios. It is the Sports Lounge.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here. Final segment of the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with a star of our program here, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, one more little email here from Pam says a photo of a Hunter episode called Rich Girl, Season 2, Episode 4, originally aired October 19th, 1985, and it starred Dorian Lupinto and John Calvin, and this is where you went undercover as a 6-foot, 5-inch basketball star with the Trailblazers as Lloyd Hackner. Oh, do you remember that episode?
I don't know if I do or not. I usually remember all of them.
Hunter says, I'm 6'6", and McCall says, no one's going to measure you. Excellent episode, they said. Very good. Now, we should mention here also on the show, Monday Night Football. They've got Booger McFarland's going to move from his left field analyst position to join the play-by-play booth in there with Joe Tessitore in the booth for the 50th season of Monday Night Football. 50 years Monday Night Football's been on.
Huh. Well,
you know, the Booger McFarland was on the crane always doing stuff up and down. He's going to be in the broadcast booth.
But they'll have somebody on the sideline.
Lisa right? Salters is going to return for her eighth season. And officiating analysis will be John Perry. And this should be kind of interesting. Would you miss the booth when you were there for a year? Do you miss it? Would you go back in if they offered it to you?
I would, but it's under a different situation now. It used to be where Monday Night Football was a special place for sports fans, football fans. You would turn the production on, and you would see Dandy Don and Don Meredith, and you would see Howard Cosell, and it would be an event. It's not an event so much anymore. They don't have anybody of renown. They don't have a guest that comes in. They had an idea to put every week they'd have a guest come in for a half or something, but they lost that. I don't know what this is going to turn into, but hopefully it's better than it was last year.
All right, we got to get out of here. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Yeah, let's hope that Booger McFarland works out.
Don't forget to email Fred. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. We'll see you all next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.